We're going to do it again because it was so fun. You thought we were moving on. But we just had a little bit too much fun, and there are so many more of these samples to do. So if you're joining us in the middle, what we're doing is we're having a episode 100 plus special where we create a playable Ableton instrument slash a downloadable sample pack for those of you who don't use Ableton. And Blake sent me a crazy bunch of audio files and said, do something with them. And so we're listening through them. I'm listening blind. I have no idea what they are. And we are just guessing what the heck Blake recorded in the real world. And it's been really fun. We decided to do it again. So here we go.
All right. Welcome to the Tune Shed, the workshop for everything music from history, theory, creative process, production, you name it. We're here to become better music listeners, better creators, and better music lovers. I'm your host, Blake Murray, and I'm here with my dear childhood friend and professional musician, Marty Gray. What's up, Marty?
I'm going to press space bar. I'm going to do it.
So this is sweet.
It's an organ.
Guess what this is.
Go check out our organ episode.
Yeah, shouts out.
Where are you, though? That's the question. Where is he? I think he's in Europe somewhere. That's where organs are. Okay, I know you were in Amsterdam.
Listen to that power.
That's huge power. Man. Well, that's clearly Bach.
Yeah.
That's Bach playing.
It's Bach himself playing that piece.
Was Bach Austrian? Was he an Austrian guy? I forget.
Sounds right. Yeah, he was Austrian.
So you're in Austria in the 1700s.
That's just...
I got that right.
Pretty much.
Where are you? Where are you in the world? Toccata Bach. That's what it says.
Yeah, that one was in Budapest.
Budapest.
We saw it there. You know, we were at the Christmas markets. We saw these. You know, I've never really been into church just personally, but the churches in Europe, you gotta see them. They are so cool. The organ in this place, massive, really, really cool. So we went to a concert there. It was unbelievable. It was so powerful. It was a great time.
Man, that's sick. Yeah, some of those churches are just like some of the greatest things ever built.
Like, yeah,
it's insane.
So what was cool about this concert is the music is just going and you're just in this church and you're just looking around and you're just like, oh, look, it says math right there. I wonder why it says math. And you go to the side. Oh, maybe it was like, oh, that's interesting. It has a bunch of names listed up there. And then you're just like looking at all the carvings and all the things. There's just so much detail that you could just stare at it forever and keep seeing new things.
Well, I imagine that was kind of the point. Like,
yeah,
when they were building it, they were like, we need to build the dopest, like sickest thing anyone's ever seen. Because
yeah,
if we do that, God's going to be really happy.
Totally. I mean,
sick.
They're pretty beautiful. So that one is, yeah. That one is probably easier to guess. There's probably a couple in here that are easy to guess, but let's keep tuning our listening ears and see if we can guess more of these samples.
Yes. Okay. I'll press spacebar. Oh, oh, okay, there's water in something. There's water in something. The first one almost fooled me because I was like, is that like a chime somewhere? Like, what is that? And then I heard the.
Oh, that's how you knew it was.
I don't know what it is, though. I don't know what the water's in. Or what you're hitting it with. Are you hitting it on the table? Whatever it is?
I think it's just off my hand.
Really? It's just like...
off my knuckles or something.
What's the water in?
It's in a bottle.
Oh, it's just
It's the water bottle from the last episode. It's a Hydro Flask, though. So what's cool about them
okay.
is they have that vacuum seal. So there's the outer layer, the air, or nothing, supposedly, and then the inner layer, and then water. So the whole thing resonates really well. Actually, when you fill it up, I used to have a bigger one that I lost, but when you fill it up really full, you can get that same tone but lower. It's like boom. It's really cool.
Oh,
It's
that's
kind of like the
sick.
sound a manatee makes, like boom.
Boom.
I don't know if that's true, but it feels right.
Well, that's a great one shot sample though. That
Yeah.
second one is sick.
It's got that warble. That was interesting. You picked up on that and you're like, that's water.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's that TikTok guy who has the he does all of
Yeah.
the water drums. You know
Yeah,
what
he
I mean? He
takes
like
things and like puts them in water as he hits them.
Oh God, it's so sick.
Yeah, he's
Like you
good.
fill snare drums with water out of that dude is dope.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another one. It's not, I mean, you wouldn't record it if it was just a shaker, you know? Like that wouldn't make sense. So it's like, it's something shaker like.
Yeah.
It's like a. Sh okay.
Sounds a lot like a shaker, doesn't it?
Wait. I have something like that. I have something shaker like that isn't a shaker. It's this dice box full of
Oh,
pepper.
I remember you showing this. This actually inspired me to shake more things.
Ah, is that a clue?
This is
Is
something that
it
I'll give you a
pepper?
hint. It is something you'd get at a cafe. I mean, there's no clue there for you. I should just tell you. It's a little
Okay.
sugar packet. And
Oh,
it just
wow, really?
had a great little sound.
Oh, that's so cool. The little
And
sugar.
yeah, I was like, that's great. Turns out you can hear my
Okay.
dad talking in the background a little bit there, but
Yeah, I
it
mean,
just adds
whatever.
character, you know? He's like, yeah.
Oh, I missed that voice. Oh, it's a little sugar packet.
Little sugar
Interesting.
packet, yeah.
I
Just
thought it might
sounded
be
good.
pepper.
Could be pepper. It could be a pepper packet just as easily. But sugar is like, it's crystally kind of. I don't know.
Yep.
Fun one. I'll be honest, this one sounded better in real life.
You hitting a beanbag chair?
Pretty much. I'm actually just hitting the counter. This is the I think this is just a plastic jar full of sesame seeds.
Oh,
And I was just
okay.
hitting the counter with it.
Sure,
And
sure.
in real life, you could hear a little more of the low end, and it sounded like a cool kick drum with a little bit of sesame on the end of it.
Well, we can add low end. Let's
That's
add
what
the
we
low
should
end.
do. Oh, this is what I'm talking about.
That's as much low end as I can add, but I can add artificial low end. Let's
Yep.
try to add R
Maybe just
bass.
layering it with a kick or something. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's got like a cool, like, sh it's got a cool.
Yeah.
Tail.
Tail.
This is getting into territory that is different, but yeah, why add our bass? Why not? It's easy. Where is it? Oh, yeah, there it is.
That's kind of what I heard in real life. That's kind of cool.
It's a great kick. I mean, this is exactly what we'll do when we like choose which
Yeah.
samples to do. We'll just like manipulate them.
Yes.
We
Sesame
manipulate them.
kick. There's nothing like
Sesame
sesame
kick.
kick.
Okay, set. We're making a kick drum out of sesame seeds. I love it. Oh, we're doing it, dude. Okay, what ones haven't I? Okay, this long one I haven't played with yet.
Okay. Oh, this one's very long. Wait for it.
Little chipmunk. Oh, it's a bird. I thought it
That
was a
part.
chipmunk.
Can you go back just a little bit?
Yeah. What the
Yeah.
hell was that? Let me turn that up. Oh, that's a robot. That's a government robot,
That's
bro.
a, yeah,
Birds don't make
I'll
that
tell you, that
noise.
is not real. This is a red-winged blackbird. They usually just make the chip, chip, chip. But every once in a while, they go, and it's like a robot. And I have a couple
What?
in this. It's a really long file, so we don't have to go through it all. But there's
Yeah.
some where it's like, that sounds electronic. Like, what is happening in your little bird vocal cords?
Dude.
Pretty cool.
What a great idea.
Super common bird, too. It's just they also are robots.
Huh. I bet you people think that about loons too when they come to the Midwest.
For real, red
Yeah,
eyes.
they're just like, what the hell is a loon? That's not a bird. And the sounds of it is just like, woo, woo,
Yeah,
woo,
that was good, man. Gosh,
you
darn good. I
know?
love that sound. When they call at night on the lakes and it echoes off the lakes.
Oh, dude.
Nothing like it.
Pure Michigan.
Pure Michigan.
I don't even
Should
know
make
if
that the slogan.
the Pure Michigan sample pack.
That would be good. I do have a bunch of samples of loons and like canoes slapping against the water as they're like docked, and I just put it in the background of a song I made, pretty loud actually. So it's just like clunk, 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 and then like loons in the distance calling, and it sounded awesome.
That's
I
kind
was
of
like,
cool.
it was supposed to be like my crackle, like okay, just make this like a little bit like nature. But then I couldn't hear the loon call, so I cranked it all up, and it sounded awesome.
Yeah, you're a Foley guy. You like a little bit of Foley
I guess
now
so. If
and
who knows, you just
again.
spice it up a little bit,
Oh, this is gonna be a fun project. This is gonna be a
Yes.
fun series.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's this? Can't remember.
Well, it's clearly like water, and I think it's boiling, but there's something else going on.
Huh.
Do you not remember this one? Your face is quite different than the other times
I
I've
think
looked at
this
that.
one was just. I think this one was just pouring a bubbly drink into a glass
Okay.
with some
Okay,
ice.
that makes sense.
And it was just bubbling crazy.
It
And I was like,
says,
I like that.
what does it say? Poured
Yeah.
cider.
Oh, it's a cider.
Okay. Easy enough.
I don't know why there was some crackle in the beginning that I don't remember. Maybe the audio file got a little corrupted or something.
Okay.
But the second half, you know how like it got cleaner in the second half?
Yeah.
That was
Did
like
you
what
move
I
the mic?
remembered. Yeah, maybe I was like resting it on it or something. Something got weird in the beginning. The second half is what was intended.
I mean, sure. Everything's useful.
Everything's useful, yeah.
Okay, what's this one? Oh
Guess what this is?
Well, that ending was like weird. Is that a piano? How do they make a piano sound like broken
That
piano? Like,
is a
dun, 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 dun,
piano,
dun, dun.
a dulcimer, and a stand-up bass. And later a violin.
Those three people playing?
Three people, yeah.
What?
Wait, play it again, Ben.
Oh, okay.
You hear the background?
I hear it. I do. Oh, sick. That must have been sick.
Yeah, that was incredible.
Well, I thought it was just a piano. Dang it. I was like, how did the piano sound all like dok 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 dok? So like muted.
Yeah,
But it's just the
I
bass.
was closest to the piano, so that one definitely came in the strongest, and I was right behind it, so it's just blasting me.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
So no need to guess. That's a band that was in Budapest as well.
I think you may have been in Budapest at one point.
I did. Yeah, I went there and I, recorded a lot of stuff. As it turns out,
Oh, thank God you did.
first trip to Europe, well, long trip to Europe.
You went to here
And
before?
What?
Like before Budapest? You were in Europe before Budapest?
I had stopped in Germany because I lived in Turkey a little bit, so I stopped in Germany a little bit, and Turkey is partially in Europe, but mostly not. So I didn't count that. But yeah, no, this last Christmas we did a big family trip to Europe for the first time ever. It was wild.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else we got? I want to get one that's a good guessing one.
Sounds like piss.
It does.
I'm not gonna lie. That sounds like piss.
Is not what it is.
That
But
sounds
you know
kind of
what?
like
On
piss.
second
Wait,
thought.
it says audio from Blake. How is
No. No.
that
The label got destroyed. I don't know what that is.
piss?
That is salmon in my pizza oven. It's like it's the most elevated thing. But you know, when you say that, it really does just sound like
Okay, yeah, it doesn't really sound that much like piss now.
it's like crackling oils, and I'm like, this sounds so beautiful and good. But when you
I'm
it's
like,
funny what your brain can do, man. Like that,
oh,
it actually is very close,
I had a
you know?
Laurel Yanny moment. Like, now
Right?
that I know it's salmon in an oven, it's like, oh, that doesn't sound like piss at all. I thought it was.
So funny. I can hear it. I totally see it. So funny that it's titled Audio from Blake.
Yeah, it's like
Oh my God.
that's a great layer though, not gonna lie.
These crackles, man. I
The
love
crackles.
crackles. They're great.
We can oh, I'm having so many ideas. I
Yeah,
don't want to
wait,
get
hit
into it though.
just a couple ideas. Just tell us a couple ideas.
All right,
Just a
so
couple.
it seems like we have a lot of crackles. We'll like
We
a
do.
lot of really sick crackles, slash a lot of really good like textures, like birds and random musicians in the background, which we can level. So we have a lot of long layers.
Yes.
We also have a lot of one shots,
Yeah.
right? We have a lot of like instant
Like
hits.
kick drum or yeah, things like that.
Yeah, just like you hitting a water bottle and stuff. It would be kind of sick to make like a self side chaining instrument where you have a bunch of drums and you have like a you have like an initial like drum rack full of one shots that we like process. And then depending on which drums you hit, it does different things to whatever like background Foley that you turn on.
Oh.
That'd be kind of sick, right?
Whoa. So as you're like playing a little drum beat, like the more you hit, every time you hit the kick, like the Foley would change pitch randomly slightly or something.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yes. Or yeah, and like each drum does something different. Oh, that'd be
Yeah.
sick. Well, that's not
But
what I
all the
meant at all, but
space.
that's sick though.
Oh,
I
wait, yeah.
want
All the
that.
space in between the drums would change. Or it's just Foley playing, and when the drums come in, they like kind of duck in and out.
What like one thing can duck the Foley, another can like distort it, another can change its pitch, like
Whoa.
oh, that's
This is just
sick.
like a live drum machine where it's not just you're hearing the drum that you play, but it's changing things. And maybe you don't even know
Yes.
what those things are because they're just super interconnected and layered.
Oh, that's so cool.
This is
And
like a whole plugin.
it's like a warping, like the Foley gets warped and all messed up
Yeah.
depending on, and we can control the parameters of how much mess upitude happens with a macro
Whoa.
knob.
Mess-up-a-tude. Can we
Oh,
label that
that's,
knob mess-up-a-tude?
yeah, mess
Can
upitude.
you really do this all in Ableton? I've never done that before.
Yes, you can.
That is incredible.
Yeah, so this is going to get very technical. If you aren't interested in learning about how this works, I say just wait for the pack to come out and send us what you make with it. But if you're interested in the way that this goes, like stay
Yeah.
tuned because this is about to get really fun.
It's cool because I feel like you can do simple versions, you can do complicated versions along the way. Like I think what I'm going to take away is after we make this, if it's really complicated, I might just go and be like, I'm going to make a really simple instrument that I just have, that has maybe one knob on it. that changes. But it's still nice to have that ability to do that, because now you can take a sound that's just a sample and make it into a whole instrument, which is super useful.
Precisely. Yeah, and I think there probably are ways to do at least most of this in Logic. Maybe not the crazy, crazy shit, but at least the general principles should still apply to other DAWs.
Sweet.
So,
I gotta figure that out. That
yeah.
this is great. This is
But it seems
amazing.
like we could at least make a sample pack. We could process all of the stuff, level it all, and at least like make a sample pack.
We'll make
But
a couple
the
things
Ableton
here.
instrument is like that's gonna be so sick.
Yeah. We could even export some of the distorted samples from the instrument as samples to then use too,
Yeah, we
right?
can make loops. We can definitely make loops.
Oh yeah, make loops. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So wheat, you want to do some more? You want to call it there? What you feeling?
Let's end it on one more.
Okay, I got one for
End it on
you.
one
Just
more.
look at the names.
Okay.
You gotta find Baum Ba Wapa Chow.
Okay. I found it. Baum
Guess what
Wapa
this
Cho.
is.
Okay.
Try to guess.
Boom wap
I'm just proud
Okay.
of how I named it Baum Ba Wapa Chow. Like, you only need the name, and you know, now that you've heard it, you know exactly what it is.
Well, everybody.
Was a lot of fun, man. I guess until next time, I'm super stoked to make this thing. It's gonna be great.
Me too, man.
All
It's
right.
gonna get dicey.
It's gonna get
It's gonna be
dicey.
awesome.
We're gonna get into it. Until next time,
Okay.
everybody. Much love.
Bye.